the subjects that I wanted to share is Isaiah 58. And it, to me, is a very important part of being a Christian and knowing, you know, what it means to be a Christian. You see all this, and then you're going to do all that. All right. Being a Christian and knowing how to be a Christian is knowing how to worship the Lord. We just spent some time praising God, and this is what I call the ceremony of worship, where we gather together, we read scriptures, we hear sermons, we praise the Lord, right? And there's a real need for that in our lives. God ordained it, right? But the idea of, you know, why we do it and what's supposed to be the outcome of that and you know, how to approach the whole idea, right, is this, you know, thing about engaging God, thanking God, and getting to know God better, right? And one of the problems in the ancient, you know, time of Israel was the people failed miserably. They failed so bad that God actually told them in Amos, he says, I don't want to hear you sing anymore because you're just so terrible. He tells them in this place, I'm not listening to you when you pray. So worship is something that builds our relationship with God. And if we don't do it with that in our heart and in our mind, we can end up like the people of Israel. So I want to look at what God said to them. He said, shout it aloud and do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem to be eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken my commands. The commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you've not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? There was a sense of, you know, if we go to church, if we go through the rituals, if we go through the ceremony, then we're okay with God. And, you know, some people practice their Christianity that way. It, like the whole idea is, you know, if I go and I sit through a service and I sing the song and I put something in the offering, then me and God, we're okay. And I can go do whatever I want the rest of the week, and I don't worry about what's going on inside my heart or my mind. As long as I check that checkbox every week, I went to church, I did my thing, gave my bit, and I'm good. And the answer, you know, here it is. These folks acted like that. They were going to the temple. They were going and offering sacrifices. In this case, he says, they even were fasting. They were setting aside days and saying, we're not going to eat for a period of time in order for God to hear our prayers. They were dedicated to the ceremony of worship. They were absolutely dedicated to it. But God says to them here, he says, you don't understand. You're in the middle of rebelling against me. You're turning away from me. You're not listening to me. You're not following me. You're not obeying my commands. See, God's not interested in only the ceremony of worship. Now, the ceremony is very important. You know, God ordained it. God set up the temple. God gave Moses the exact dimensions and the directions of how to build the first tabernacle. I mean, it wasn't man's idea. It was God's idea. God gave them festivals to watch over, to do. He said, I want you, you know, on the day of Yom Kippur, I want you to go through it. He gave them the whole design of how to go through that process of asking for forgiveness. He gave them festivals for harvest times and all these different things. God ordained it. And it is good to worship the Lord. Amen? It really is. It is good for our souls. You know, another thing that happens, I think when I first became a Christian, the thing I liked about worship is it made me feel so good. When I got done, after we praised the God, the Lord, and I felt the Spirit of God in my heart, I just felt a joy every time we did it, and it lasted. You know, it was better than anything else I'd ever tried to feel good, because it lasted, and it was real, you know? It wasn't something that faded away in a few hours, right? So I really enjoyed being in the place of worship and praising God. And yet even that is not the best use of worship, just to feel better. It helps. It's nice. But God wants something more substantial to go in our lives. And what was happening with these people was they basically had gotten themselves in such a position where they were not listening to God. They weren't listening to God's prophets. They weren't doing what God asked them to do. They started worshiping everything except for God, like idols and other things, you know, throughout the rest of the week, right? And so God says, you know, you're asking for help, and I'm not going to give it to you. You're asking, you're praying to me, and I'm not going to answer you. The problem with not doing the ceremony of worship with the right intention, it can actually break your relationship with God. So here it is. They were basically going to church, checking off that box, and God said, basically, you have broken relationship with me. We are not together anymore. I am not your God. Now, none of us wants to be in that place, right? You know, we don't want to find ourselves in a place where, you know, we go to church, we check off that box every week, and then we find out at the end of the day, we don't really have a relationship with God. We really don't, you know, we're not really walking with Him in a way that when something really bad happens, we can pray and God will answer, right? So let's look a little bit more at this. He says, yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I've chosen, only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed or lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? So here it is. They were going through. Again, this is a real intense, you know, ceremonial worship. These guys are going without food, and they're laying on the ground and throwing dirt on their heads, and they're calling out, God, help us, right? And God said, I'm not going to do it because at the end of the day, you're still mean to each other. You still hate each other. You still cheat each other. That's what, in other words, what's he looking for? God's looking for something to be changing on the inside. It's not just a praise of God. It's not just a worship of God. It's not checking a box off. It's about coming close to God. It's about getting to know God. It's about knowing God so well that God begins to impact who we are. Knowing God so well that God begins to change who we are. You know what these guys were doing? They were doing what everybody else did. Not everybody went to church. Not everybody went to the temple, right? But they ended up living their lives just like those who didn't go. Just like those who didn't have a relationship with God. So they became more and more like them all the time and less like people of God. They were doing the ceremony just fine, but when it came down to the rest of the week, when it came down to who they were, it wasn't working. They weren't getting a relationship with God. Folks, listen. One of the most important things that I pray for you is, you know, it's not about food and turkey and or even money. It's that every one of us would have a relationship with Almighty God. You know, money will change a day. But what Jesus can do in our homes, what Jesus can do in our hearts, you know, He can change who we are. He can take what we are, a broken, twisted mess of anger and frustration, and He can change it into someone who loves, respects, and builds up a good relationship. It can take a home that's all busted up and fractured and filled with arguments, and it can turn it into a place of rest, a place of joy, a place of peace, right? These guys were missing it. They were going through the ceremony. They were going through the worship service, but they weren't going to seek God. They weren't going to actually have God do something in their lives. They were just going because they were supposed to go. That's the worst way to approach God. Well, I'm just doing my duty, you know? I'm just going through the motions because guess what? It's you know, on their day, it was Saturday. It's Sunday morning. I got to get up. I'm going to go through the motions. I'm going to show my face. I'm going to pretend that everything's okay. And then I'm going to go on my way and do my business the way I do it. No. God says, no, that's not acceptable. That's not the way that you behave. Just think about this. I just put this up here. Because we need to think about who we're talking to. When I come into this place and I worship, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but I close my eyes, and it's not because you're not handsome. It's not because you're not pretty. It's because I don't come here to meet with you. I come here to meet with God. I do. I come here to meet with God. I come here to call on the name of God. And I come here to call on the name of God for you and with you and for myself. I need God. I need God's help. I need His strength. Because, you know, God is all powerful. God is so powerful. When His voice is sounded in Scripture, they say His voice, it sounds like a trumpet blast, you know? You think I'm loud? God is loud, man. He shaked the building. He shook the Mount Sinai when He began to speak, you know? God is all powerful. He's so mighty, right? It says His judgment comes like a hailstorm, like a firestorm, we would say, you know. When He comes, it's like this all-powerful coming of the Lord, right? He is almighty, all-powerful. He knows everything. You know, as much as we think we might know, as much as I know a little bit about God, I'm telling you, God knows everything. God knows the secret things of our hearts, and He knows about how the world was created, and every little aspect of it fits and weaved together. He knows the universe. He put everything in its place. He is all-knowing. He is almighty. He is God, right? He always does what is right. God always does what is right. Listen, you know, we just had an election, and I have a hard time voting. Why? Because I don't know that those guys will do what's right. I don't know that they'll really take care of people. I don't know at the end of the day, they're not going to end up hurting us instead of helping us, right? But I know Almighty God will always do what's right. He will reign in justice and righteousness, and whatever He does is always the best for us. You know, when we go through hard things as Christians, and Christians do go through hard things, when we go through hard things and we understand God is in control, we understand, God, I know this is hard for me, but I know You have a purpose for it. I know there's a reason for it, and I know that in the end it will be good for me. And I bow before Him because He always does what is right. I want you to think about who God is. All powerful, almighty, all knowing, right? The most powerful being in the world, in the universe. Nobody like God. And you think about men that are powerful. Think about men that know something. How many of them are kind? How many of them care about you? How many of them love you? How many of them would give anything to you? Right? But Almighty God has all that power, all that strength, all that wisdom, and yet He loves us. He cares about us. See? God made up rules for His people about how to take care of people in need. How to take care of the poor, the hungry, the stranger, the widow, the orphan. He made laws so that societies wouldn't end up with a Detroit, you know, inner city and a billionaire suburb. He made laws so that wouldn't happen in His nation, right? God cares about the little people. God cares about us like nobody else does. And you think about Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God, and loving and caring and seeking you out. The reason why God sent me into this neighborhood is so you could hear about how awesome and how good He is. He wants us to know. He wants us to know His ways are so perfect right now. Now that's who we come to worship. That's who I come to call on. That's who I come to pray to. That's who I come to sing songs to. See? And you know what else? I want to be like my Father. I want to be like He is. I want to be strong in the Spirit. I want to be wise in His ways. And I want to be loving like He is loving. Amen. And that's why I worship. And that's why we worship. You see? Because what that does, that takes the ceremony of worship and it makes it substantial. It makes it real. See, the people of Israel, they blew it because they weren't doing that. They weren't trying to be like their Father. They ended up being like everybody else. But we want to be like our Father. We want to be like God in righteousness and justice and knowing the truth and in living it out, right? And so this is what God said to them. He said, you know, the fasting you were doing, the worship you were doing, it wasn't right. He says, isn't this the kind of fasting I've chosen? To loosen the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? You see, what God is telling them, He says, listen, if you were worshiping me correctly, If you were calling on the name of the living God and you were asking God to fill your heart and to fill your mind and to make you His person, these are the things that follow His people. They care about injustice. They want to break the bonds of injustice. They don't like the picture of billionaires and nobodies. They want a picture of everybody being with God, everybody equal in God's eyes, everybody belonging to the kingdom of God. And I tell you, there will be no ghettos in the kingdom of heaven, because that's God's kingdom. It's not our kingdom. God says that, you know, if we're really worshiping Him and we're really forming His character in us, that we would love to help people in need. We would love to reach out, not because we're giving back. People that give back took too much in the first place, but because we're trying to be like our Father. We're trying to be like Almighty God. We're trying to do what He would do. He came to save those who were lost, those who were blind, those who were in prison. He came to break those prisons free and to set even the weakest, the poorest, to make them have a life, just like anybody else can have a life in Christ. Listen, folks. When we talk about worship, we're talking about coming before Almighty God. We're talking about having God transform our hearts, transform our minds, and make us more and more and more every day to be His children, to be like Him, to share His heart, to share His attitudes, His wisdom, His strength. There's too much worship in this world that has nothing to do with God or becoming like God. Too much of the worship is entertainment. Too much of it is having a good time. Too much of it is just trying to feel good instead of becoming good like our Father is good. The reason why we have this day, when we have friends that came from all over to help, last couple of days we brought food from, you know, people came from Owosso yesterday, people from South Lyon today, people from Livonia, Brighton, people from all over have come to make us be able to help people in need, because we are trying to be like our Father. Amen. We are trying to show the glory and grace and power of God. We are trying to let you know God loves you. It's not about the pastor and it's not about the church. It's about Almighty God. God loves you. God cares about you. And that's what real worship leads to. When we worship the Lord and we're seeking God and asking God to transform our hearts, He says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and He will say, here am I. Listen, listen. Out of all that we get out of being with God, the good feeling, the strength, the grace of God in our lives, the most wonderful aspect of being someone who honestly seeks God, worships God, calls on God, is when life hits you. And some of us know life can hit us pretty hard. When life hits you, we have a Lord who is the Lord of all the universe, and we can get down on our knees and we can ask our mighty God for help, and our mighty God will hear us. Our mighty God will respond for us. Our mighty God will heal us, care for us. He will help us in our hour of need. Folks, and I'm talking to all of our folks. I love you guys, and I'm so glad so many of you do come to worship, you know, regularly. I encourage some of you to join us, because this isn't about, we're not trying to build a church building thing. We're trying to help people know God. We're trying to help people grow in Christ. We're trying to help people know what it is to have a Father who is so powerful, so strong, but able to hear, able to help, able to reach into our lives. I'm so thankful that you're here today, and I pray for you. I pray for this neighborhood, but I pray above everything else that we would know God, that we would be able to walk with God, love God, and know God basically has our back when we need Him. Let me pray with you. Father, we thank You so much, and we ask for Your love and for Your grace. We ask, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit and power would be with us, and that You, Almighty God, would help us to know what it is to worship You. Not just worship that is ceremonial, not just checking off a box of what we ought to do, But a worship that says, Father, here am I. I want to be yours. I want to be your child. I want to be your person. I want to be more and more like you. Help me, Almighty Father. And help us together, Almighty God, as we approach you. In Jesus' name, amen.